American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So you have no doubt seen the meme that says that Elon Musk, you know, he has $221 billion or he's got, you know, whatever it is. And
It's more than that.
That he could give since he has so much money, he could give every American $1 million. And of course, the math doesn't work out, right? But it's sure
right.
Sounds good,
yeah,
right?
Sounds
it's like
great.
If he's got so much money, why doesn't he just share it with the rest of us? And although it is not exactly the same, I think somewhat President Trump may be kind of channeling that same aura or that same spirit.
Okay.
Because
how so?
He has now offered to give every American a $2,000 dividend check, a tariff dividend check. This is according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, saying that, look, we've taken in trillions and trillions of dollars.
Right.
So with all these trillions and trillions of dollars, we can certainly give every American.
But we haven't taken in trillions of dollars. We've taken in $500 billion, which is, don't get me wrong.
No, the math
doesn't. That's a whole bunch of money. $500 billion's. That's pretty good.
I get it.
But we have a deficit of about $1.5 trillion a year right now. So if we're getting $500 billion in from tariffs and we give some of that money back to the American people, what we're not doing is paying down the debt. And our biggest government expenditure right now is the interest on the debt. So if our biggest expense, the biggest thing that my tax dollars are going to is paying for interest on debt that we've accrued, quite frankly, mostly in my lifetime, mostly in the last 25 years, well, why should I get money back for that? Shouldn't I pay that debt down?
Oh, you're so noble. So absolutely.
Noble? No, I'm trying not to be an idiot with my finances.
No, I know, but for you know what? There's a lot of folks that could use...
Has Dave Ramsey never even crossed your mind?
No, I get that. But at the same time, there are a lot of Americans that are still hurting, you know, post-COVID, post the Biden administration inflation. I mean, post the open border that flooded our market with so much illegal labor.
Yes, but the economy is better now than it was. In part,
it is better.
Rents are dropping across the country. You know why rents are dropping? Because we've deported 2 million illegal aliens. You take 2 million people out of the housing market, especially the short-term housing market.
No, I understand.
That's going to start going down. Turkey prices right now at Walmart, less expensive than they've been in the last 5 years. That's a fact from Walmart.
All right, but look, right now, this $2,000 dividend, tariff dividend check that President Trump is floating out, which, by the way, has to pass Congress. It has to be approved by Congress.
It's a bribe.
No, it's... Oh, gosh. Seriously?
Seriously.
It's a bribe.
Yes.
It's a political strategy.
It's a political stunt.
It is a strategy.
It is
now,
a
first
short-term
of all,
candy for long-term obesity.
No, look, if you are making more than $100,000, you would not be eligible for this $2,000 dividend check. But here's the thing. Look, this is for middle-income households, your teachers and police officers, construction workers, office managers, nurses, a lot of small businesses in there, larger families.
The small businesses, they're going to show up as being over $100,000 just because of the way we do our tax system.
Possibly.
Even though that may not be their take home, that's what's going to show up on the tax return. So most small business owners wouldn't be able
to. But at the same time, those folks don't want welfare. They don't want subsidies. They want relief.
But that's what this
they
is.
They want recognition for carrying America on their backs every single day, paying the bills, playing by the rules, getting crushed by inflation, by high interest rates, by the cost of groceries.
What they really...
And a $2,000 check, Stephen, targeted to households making under $100,000. I mean, that could make a very big difference. It's not going to change their lives.
It didn't when we did it in 2001. It didn't when we did it in 2009, 2008. When we just take money from the government and just hand it out to people.
No, that's true, too.
It
that
didn't
is absolutely
work
true.
In the past. So why continue to do something that you know doesn't work? Now, interesting, the demographics of the group that you've talked about, under $100,000. So these are the working class, right? The middle working class.
That the Democrat Party has abandoned.
But it's also the same group of people that did not show up for votes in New York City in the last election. It's the same group of people that did not show up to vote when Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot. So forgive me for being a little cynical here. I've just seen this play before.
You know what,
we're trying to buy votes.
Okay, you know what? Okay.
Well, but you know but what, in the process, the folks... you're hurting the country because we need to be paying off the debt. You know what people want more than anything else? They want the government to get off their backs. But right now, our government's on top of us because our government is so bloated with debt. $38 trillion of debt. And people say, well, $2,000 going back to the other people. Well, that doesn't really, you know, what's that going to do to the... We've got $500 million in tariffs.
I get it.
We haven't even balanced the budget for this year. When it comes to a balanced budget... I am waiting for the day when I can say that Bill Clinton is no longer the best president when it comes to balancing the budget.
Okay, but you know what?
I need a president who's able to do that.
No, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I'm not sure that not paying off the debt is the best idea. But at the same time, or paying down the debt, I shouldn't say. But you know what? Where are all these deficit hawks, you know, that are going to say, oh, we shouldn't be spending all of this money when there was COVID fraud? And all the foreign wars.
I was sitting
right
here.
And all the DEI programs and all the bloated agencies and all the failed initiatives, all the pork barrel projects, all the ridiculous federal experiments, all the wasteful grants. I mean, where were they then?
I was on
you and I,
down the hall because
yes.
We just built a new studio. I was down the hall
and
I was saying the same thing every single day. If it was wrong during COVID, and it was, then it's wrong now.
But you know what is also interesting as a side note?
Okay.
President Trump is, I think he's reshaping political psychology. He's redefining this relationship between you and your government. Because here's what he's saying. By saying that you're going to get this dividend, right? Well, what do you get dividends from? Investments. You get dividends from stock investments. And he's saying you are the shareholder. You deserve, the American people, the teacher, the construction worker, the police officer, you deserve the dividend. You deserve the return on America's economic strength.
Right. And once the country starts making a profit, then I should get that money. But right now, we're bleeding money. We're bleeding money like a vampire victim at this point.
And I'll say this, because I know we're out of time. All of this, obviously, because this would all be paid around the middle of next year. What is the middle of next year? Midterm elections.
You're making my point for me. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Federal Aviation Administration lifted all restrictions on flights, airlines, and airports over the weekend that were in place during the government shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy ordered a 10% decrease in air traffic at 40 of the nation's busiest airports because so many air traffic controllers were not showing up for work. That led to massive delays at the nation's airports as Democrats kept the government shut down for weeks on end. Secretary Duffy said, I want to thank the FAA's dedicated safety team for keeping our skies secure during the longest government shutdown in our nation. nation's history and the country's patience for putting safety first.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how much behind closed doors Democrats were reminded, hey, Thanksgiving weekend is coming up, or the Thanksgiving week is coming up.
That would have been bad travel-wise. Yeah, you're right. I think you got a good point there. Second thing you need to know for tomorrow, the interim director of FEMA resigned Monday morning. David Richardson has been the acting head of FEMA for the past 6 months. He faced a lot of criticism for his time on the job, including being unavailable over the 4th of July weekend this summer, as massive floods swept through Texas, leading to widespread loss of life and property damage. Richardson replaced Cameron Hamilton, who was fired by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem for publicly denouncing the president's plan to eliminate FEMA and send most of the money from the department back to the states.
All right, well, there's no allegations of any kind of mismanagement or malfeasance in office, right?
No, not under this interim. It's just kind of, you know, he quit. We don't have a replacement. It's not sure who the replacement's going to be. And especially as you're in the process of trying to restructure the department, you really need someone in the helm of it who has a vision for what that restructuring should look like and can execute that vision. Until then, it's just kind of chaos. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Democrat Senator John Fetterman released a picture of himself on social media over the weekend showing the bruising and scarring on his face after he took a fall on Friday. The senator was out for a walk when he started having heart problems. He grew faint and fell, causing several lacerations on his face. The senator received 20 stitches, which treated for his heartbeat irregularity. Fetterman said he was grateful for the medical team that, quote, put me back together. The senator said he's planning on heading back to D.C. to go to work.
You know, this guy, he just won't quit. I think he's got a little Rocky Balboa in him. You know what I'm saying?
He is from Pennsylvania. You know, Rocky.
There you go. See? Oh, I didn't think about that. But yes, I think this guy's a fighter.
He is a fighter.
Democrat or not.
He is a fighter, and we wish him a speedy recovery. We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. We're talking with our American mamas, so stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love Protovite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
Protovite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
And Trump has asked for a full vote, a full-on vote. I mean, no questions asked, no holds barred vote in Congress to release the Epstein files.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, and look, wouldn't the Democrats have used whatever information and whatever intelligence that they believe is in these so-called Epstein files?
Right.
I mean, wouldn't they have already used that against President Trump? I mean,
I would think so. And they sure have tried. I mean, last week they released some emails that were supposedly from Epstein, and what the emails showed. What the emails showed was they were actually from, I've forgotten the lady. So it was a victim of Epstein who wrote a book, an autobiography, and in the book she said Donald Trump did nothing wrong. And they were trying to use these emails as saying this victim, who they redacted the name, this victim says Donald Trump was involved. That's not what was going on. It was a lie. And yet the Democrats released it anyway because they knew it would try. They thought it would damage Donald Trump.
But, you know, I first of all, I know he is not implicated in any way, President Trump.
He's not.
But at the same time, I think he also understands that releasing all of the Epstein files could cause a great distraction in the 2026 midterms.
But it's
and
already,
I think the Democrats are praying for any distraction to pull the public away from their record of chaos and inflation and incompetence and border collapse. What does the Democrat Party stand for today?
Well, that's what they're doing. Notice the Epstein files. They weren't really talking about it during the government shutdown. Did you notice that? It was as the government shutdown ended. As soon as it ended, they released those emails. The Epstein thing is essentially them just trying to create a distraction. It's Russia hoax 3.0. It's one more effort for the Democrats to create a distraction. And Donald Trump knows they're doing this to try and create a distraction. I think he's saying, you know what, let's just release everything. And even if innocent people get implicated in this, because that's where he was concerned at first, is that there are some people whose names would show up who really didn't do anything wrong. He says, look, even if you get some innocent people that are hurt by this, we at least get this done. We get it over with and we stop dragging this out like, you know, some torture for the entire country.
But I think 95% of those implicated in those files are Democrats. Now, who cares? Because we're talking about just abhorrent, unconscionable crimes against women, against children.
From what I understand, though, listening to Alan Dershowitz, who was Epstein's lawyer, nobody's implicated. There is no Epstein list. There is no client list of anybody he had pay him for child sex on an island. That doesn't exist.
President Trump has asked for a full vote from Congress.
Yep.
He's all in. And so hopefully...
Look, let's get it done so we can stop
exactly
with this nonsense. We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, why are you enforcing your beauty standards on black women and forcing them to straighten their hair?
Oh my, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been
And joining us now, our American mama, Terry Netterville. Okay, so First Lady Michelle Obama was at a public forum event, and there's an actress that was up on the stage. I forget her name, but she's from a couple of sitcoms, and I've seen her in films and stuff. But she was asking the questions, kind of moderating it. And somehow the idea came up that Michelle Obama is forced to straighten her hair by white people. I believe we have a clip of that. Take a listen to the First Lady.
Worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim. And we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all.
Okay. All right. So
it is exhausting and it's so.
All right. So first of all, the First Lady has straightened her hair. Apparently she straightened it for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think she was trying to live up to my beauty standard.
Well, and you do have wonderful hair.
Thank you. I mean, I really don't. That's the point that when she was saying all this, I thought, well, this is not a black woman, black women thing. This is an all women thing. Ask both of your wives how much time and effort and energy we try to put into our hair, the products, coloring. Some add extensions. I probably need some. But it is not a black woman thing. And I hate to say this to her, but I cannot imagine Melania standing up there, a room full of people, and saying, let me tell you black people something. You're not going to tell me how I'm going to wear. No one told Michelle Obama how to. She was the first lady for 8 years, the most revered first lady.
Oh, yeah.
The liberal media absolutely adored her. She was on the cover of all the magazines. She has 3 books out about how great she is. She was adored and revered by everybody. She never had the scrutiny that all the other first ladies had. If she wanted to do her hair any certain way, she's the first lady. She can say, this is how I'm going to do my hair. But what I thought was interesting is there's another clip where she's talking about, I mean, listen, she's trying to sow division on every platform, racial divide. That's what she and Barack do best.
Yeah.
So she was on another podcast and she said, you know, there's video footage of her when they undressed the portrait, the first lady portrait.
Yeah.
And she went up to speak and she had braids, a beautiful, beautiful hairdo, braids in a low bun. And she's telling Robin Roberts, That was important. That was on purpose. I may not have been able to wear my hair in its natural state for those 8 years, but I was making a point to do that then, that we could wear our hair however we want.
But who in the world's stopping her?
Nobody.
She was the first lady.
Nobody. This is that victimhood mentality that we cannot stand, and everyone's over it.
So who's preaching? She's getting this message. Either she's completely making it up because she's schizophrenic or something, or she feels like she's getting this message from somewhere. Are Democrat handlers telling her that she can't have an afro, that she can't have braids, that she can't have dreads? Is there a Democrat handler that's telling this? Because
well,
I don't think Republicans
are. She needs to fire them.
Yeah.
But here's my a more important question to her right now. She's free from all of that.
That's true.
She's free from all of that. She's touring right now. She's selling her 3rd book about hair, beauty, fashion. She's, you know, promoting all of that. Why isn't she wearing her hair in her natural state? Why does she have to have it straightened? And if, for the record, those of us in the 80s know, we tried to have our hair as curly as possible. We did perms and spiral perms and everything possible because we didn't want our hair. This is women across all generations. We just do stuff to our hair. So for her to make it a racial thing, to me, is racist. I'm sorry. She is the most bigoted first lady I've ever heard in my life. She doesn't like white people. It's obvious. She tries to keep a wedge between all of us with, and the way she admonished, let me explain something to white people. We straighten our hair to follow your beauty standards.
That was,
it's exhausting. What are you talking about, Michelle? Listen, okay, here's the truth. In the 7th grade, I remember seeing the first time I thought, that's the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life. It was Whitney Houston. She was singing Greatest Love of All.
Yeah.
And I wanted so badly to look like her that there's another one, I Want to Dance with Somebody video that came on. She had blue eyeshadow. I tried to perm my hair like that. I tried to do my eyeshadow. Color had nothing. I don't remember ever color being the subject like it is, like she brings it up.
You know, in 2009, when she was first lady, Chris Rock made a movie called Good Hair about black girls' hair, and he made it so his girls would feel comfortable wearing the hair they wanted to. Maybe Michelle should have seen that movie.
Yeah, she needs to.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Natterville, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look. And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside. Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care? Read page 91. How do you fix Social Security? Read page 77. How do you improve education for the next generation? Read page 103. America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look. Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family. What is it that makes America great? That is on page 135. Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune into American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Lewis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics, it's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No, no, no. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
You know, President Trump is the peace president.
Absolutely.
And there have been no new wars under Trump. Not one. I mean, in fact, Trump...
We've been blowing up some terrorists, some narco-terrorists in the
I don't think that
Caribbean qualifies
as really a war. We haven't declared war another nation.
Well, we haven't declared war on another nation since World War II.
Bush had Iraq. Obama had Libya.
Yeah.
You know, but Trump, I mean, zero. I mean, nada. I mean, he is the peace president. And we're talking about historic peace deals.
Yeah.
Real deals.
Big
like
deals.
The Abraham Accords, for example.
Just signed with Kazakhstan.
I mean, the Middle East,
yeah,
for the first time in modern history, is choosing cooperation over chaos.
It's a big, big change from anything in our lifetimes.
North Korea, they stopped launching missiles.
These are all very good things.
And now,
yeah,
Russia and Ukraine.
That's a problem, and that's why we got to dig deep. And joining us now in studio, some very special guests from Ukraine. We have Alla Yatsenyuk, her son, Danielo Yatsenyuk, and we also have Katya Pavlich. Welcome to American Ground Radio. We appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you. So happy to be here. Thank you.
Now, Katya, you're going to be doing most of the translating here for Alla and Daniello. This is a scary story, I think, for most parents. It certainly has got a positive ending, at least in this case, but it's a little frightening. They were in a region of Ukraine, in south central Ukraine. The Russians invaded and conquered the city for a while. And the Russians wanted Daniello, a 12-year-old, to go to a camp. What happened there?
Коли почалось повномасштабне вторгнення в Херсон, в Україну, коли росіяни зайшли в Херсон,
and Russians invaded the city.
Почалось дуже страшне. Вони заходили з важкою технікою, з'явилось дуже багато російських солдат, у людей почалась паніка. А росіяни почали мародерити та влаштовувати свої правила.
Terrible things started developing. A lot of heavy equipment was brought into the city. A lot of soldiers came in, looting, and you know, started, and they just started establishing their own order.
And they wanted kids going off to camps in the middle of Russia.
Вони забрали дітей в Крим для того, щоб діти відпочили від того, що відбувалось навколо, тому що були російські солдати, вони вбивали людей на очах у дітей, і щоб трохи дати їм змогу відпочити, на два тижні відправили в Крим.
So what they were saying is that they wanted to send children to Crimea for like the rest, to rest from all the fighting. Situation in Kherson was very gruesome. Russians were killing people in front of children.
Right.
And it was very stressful. So the pretext was, let's send children for 2 weeks to the camp to give them a break from all this.
In Crimea?
In Crimea.
Okay, which was also Russian controlled and had been for several years.
Since 2014. So. Right. Like Russians occupied it a long time ago and established their like government there.
But then when the 2 weeks were up, they didn't send Daniela home.
Через два тижні Данил мені подзвонив і сказав, що мама нас не повернуть назад. Треба, щоб ти їхала, мене забирала. Проте шляху до Криму вже не було, так як російські військові зруйнували Антонівський міст.
In 2 weeks, Danilo called mother and said, they're not going to return us. You have to come and get me back to Crimea. But it was at that point impossible because the only bridge that led and connected to Crimea was blew up, Antonovsky Bridge, by Russia.
So at this point, you started, as I understand, Save Ukraine is an organization that started helping, trying to get some of these kids and families reunited. Is that correct?
Так, саме спустя 6 місяців, саме Save Ukraine допомогли мені доїхати до Криму та забрати Данила додому.
Yes, it was Save Ukraine who, in 6 months of constant attempts, helped me to go to Crimea and return the children. And for the context, I want to provide that, yes, Save Ukraine is an organization that been involved in rehabilitation of children and evacuation of children from frontline territories. So they've saved a lot of kids, not only from occupied territories, but, you know, kids where the war were happening, to the territories near the front line. And they developed this network and mechanism of also extracting children from occupation and from Russia. So they have like a hotline where you can call and report as a child who has been abducted, or as a parent who's looking for a kid, you know, that you're missing. And then they help parents on the journey, if there is a parent, to return the children.
Well, obviously, you retrieved Daniel. How many children remained unaccounted for or unclaimed, so to speak?
Так, а скільки зараз, бо частину, слава Богу, вдалося повернути дітей, але є діти, які знаходяться в російських дитячих будинках, в російських сім'ях. І частина зараз, на жаль, невідома інформація, де вони взагалі.
So it's hard for Alla to say the exact number. There were a lot of children with Daniel in his camp, And out of those children, a lot were able to be extracted, but there were still kids who were sent to Russia, to orphanages. She does not know exactly how many from Kherson, where she's from, have been taken, how many have been returned. They do know that like thousands of children in Russia are still in captivity. Based on our knowledge, the Ukrainian government has registered over 19,000, almost 20,000 children, but these are the cases that have been reported to the government. There are a lot of children who have never been reported as abducted, so their status is unknown. And out of almost 20,000 known cases, as of October this year, I think there was only 1,700 returned from abduction in Russia and occupation, and almost 1,000 of them have been returned by Save Ukraine.
Katya, you're with Razum for Ukraine. What is Razum for Ukraine doing, and how can people help?
Absolutely. Razum for Ukraine, Razum means together in Ukrainian. So we are an organization that have raised, since the invasion, over $200 million to send to Ukraine in humanitarian help. We have like five programs, starting from helping the hospitals, helping the civil society in Ukraine. But we also have an advocacy team that ensures that decision makers and the communities in the U.S. are aware of what's going on, and that Russian propaganda, you know, doesn't take and just affect the American public opinion. So I've been working closely with our advocacy team on ensuring that the issue of abducted children is something that Americans know about. We know that this is what Americans care about, and this is something that unites us, Ukrainians, Americans, anywhere in the world, the welfare of children, the knowledge, the value that children are non-negotiable, are not bargaining chips. It cannot be just abducted in the middle, you know, of the day.
Katya, Alla, Dan, Yellow, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having us. Shreveport has been great. Very welcoming city. We hope to be back here, maybe for a better reason.
And again, you can go check out RazumForUkraine.org. Go check them out, and a great organization there. We've got more American Ground Radio coming up. We'll be right back as we look to a bright spot. I think we need one. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Let's be honest, the healthcare system has become a maze of red tape and sky-high costs. That's why we want you to check out Altrua Health Share.
Altrua isn't insurance. It's a faith-based health-sharing community where members care for one another's medical needs. You get access to over a million providers nationwide, and you often save thousands of dollars every year.
Take back control of your healthcare. Visit altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for special savings when you join.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? Your word alone might not be enough.
That's where iDetect from Global Data Fusion comes in. iDetect is the groundbreaking lie detection technology trusted by law enforcement, businesses.
iDetect can help prove your honesty when it matters most, whether it's workplace issues or clearing your name.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007 and ask about iDetect. Mention American Ground Radio for exclusive benefits.
Global Data Fusion, hiring, screening, and now proving your integrity.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua Health Share.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over a million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Hey, y'all. Check out these fun events around the state this weekend. November 7th, Big Boys Main Street Cook-Off in Thibodaux. November 7th through November 9th, Berwick Lighthouse Festival and Holy Ghost Creole Festival in Opelousas. November 8th, Thibodeauville Fall Fest in Thibodeaux and the second annual Blue Denim Night in Folsom. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hyped, that's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Abalone.
You know, you can say a lot of things about Senator Ted Cruz.
Yes, that's true.
But subtlety has never been one of them.
You pretty much know where Ted Cruz stands on just about anything.
And now he is letting speculation swirl about the latest rumor that he may be running for president himself in 2028, and he is doing absolutely nothing to tamp it down. I mean, not a word, not a wink, not, I mean, he's letting it marinate. But this is how Ted Cruz operates. He's always keeping one foot, you know, kind of firmly planted in his own political future, one foot planted in today's politics. But I think he's always, I mean, he did run for president, obviously, but I think he always wanted to run again. Certainly he hasn't had that opportunity since 2016.
Yeah, that's true.
But the question is whether he should run. Yes, he can run. And look, I just don't think he's a matchup for J.D. Vance. Now, maybe he's a good vice presidential pick for J.D. Vance. And look, I think it's good to have the debate. I think it's good to have competition. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to anoint J.D. Vance.
Right.
But if the conventional wisdom holds true, J.D. Vance may, in fact, be the strongest contender for 2028.
There's no doubt. J.D. Vance currently is the strongest contender for 2028. I don't think that means that as Republicans, we should simply say that J.D. Vance should be the only contender for 2028. That wasn't right for Democrats to simply anoint Kamala.
No, I
which
agree.
Means we should 100%. Be anointing J.D. Vance. So if there's another Republican who has experience in office, who believes in putting America first and wants to run for president, fine. And the voters will decide if that person should be the nominee or not. And that's how the process works. And that's how the process should work. We should not, you know, that whole no kings thing. We should not be anointing who's the next person.
But would Cruz strengthen the Republican Party? Would he unite the Republican Party?
Oh, no, he'll lose to Vance hands down.
Or would he divide it?
He'll lose to Vance hands down. But the point being, well, and actually it's a bigger risk. If I were advising Cruz, I would advise him not to run because he would lose to J.D. Vance. And then in 2 years after that, he'd have to run for re-election in Texas. And he's had the closest re-election races of a senator in Texas in modern history. And there's a chance that he could lose that and lose the seat to a Democrat in the state of Texas. So if he runs for president and doesn't win, he needs to stop and step back and do something else, because running for re-election after you lose a presidential election is brutal.
No, this is according to Axios.
Yeah.
They say the reason is personal, that he wants to run on a neoconservative foreign policy and anti-Tucker Carlson platform.
Okay.
Because Tucker Carlson
Okay.
Somewhat humiliated him.
Yeah. Well, Tucker Carlson's...
On Israel.
Tucker Carlson's currently humiliating himself on some things. But anyway, let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright.
So the Americans United for Life released their list of the most pro-life states in America. Now, the Dobbs decision didn't outlaw abortion anywhere in the U.S. It just shifted the debate back to the states where it probably belonged all along. The AUL looks at each state's protections. This is what they say in their release here. They look at each state's protections for life from conception to natural death. This includes laws on abortion, legal recognition of preborn children, bioethics, assisted suicide, end-of-life patient care, and healthcare rights of conscience. Now, here are the 10 most pro-life states in America. And again, as they just talked about, this isn't just about being anti-abortion. It's about being pro-life. Number one, Arkansas. 2, Louisiana. 3, Indiana. 4, Oklahoma. 5, Mississippi. 6, South Dakota. 7, Arizona. 8, Kentucky. 9, Idaho. 10, Tennessee. So all of those states are bright spots. Yes, I mean, if you're pro-life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Respecting the sanctity of life.
And,
what could be more important than that?
And all of those states except for 2 are red states. Arizona is split and Kentucky is split. There are no blue states in the list of states that are in favor of protecting life from conception to natural death.
Got it.
All right. Now, let's go look at the bottom of the list. The not so bright spot. Here's the bottom 10. Here's the worst states for life in the United States of America. Number one, Oregon. 2, New Jersey. 3, Vermont. 4, Hawaii. 5, Washington. 6, New York. 7, Massachusetts. 8, Colorado. 9, California. 10, New Mexico. All 10 of the states that value life the least are blue states. They're Democrat-run, Democrat trifectas. Of the bottom 20 states, there are only 2 red states in the bottom 20, Alaska and Montana. And they're number 19 and 20. Out of the top 20 states, there are no blue states. So out of the top 20 states that are invested in protecting life, protecting babies, protecting mothers, saying, you know what, we're not going to help you with assisted suicide. We're not going to use that. We're not going to get involved in euthanasia because we believe that life has value. Those states, there are no blue states that do that. We have become more divided as a nation over life than anything else. And this just shows that.
Well, and you know, a lot of folks feel like after the Dobbs decision that we were a pro-life country, that life was winning.
Yes.
And I do think to a great deal that certainly is true. But at the same time, all of these mail order abortion medications that are shipping across state borders.
It's awful.
I mean, it hasn't exactly gotten rid of abortion in this country.
Look, if you follow the science on biology, you've got to be pro-life. If you follow the Bible and believe it's the word of truth, you've got to be pro-life. And the Democrats aren't. Republican states are, and that's a bright spot. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest-growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, this long brewing feud between Marjorie Taylor Greene,
yes,
and President Trump, I think over the weekend, it finally boiled over.
Okay.
And it wasn't pretty, and it was, I think it was strategic, but it certainly was not pretty. I don't think it was principled. You know, she has come up with this new slogan. Instead of make America great, it's America first, America only. Have you seen this?
I have not, but I understand there are some people who say that. Donald Trump has never said America only. He has always said America first, and he has actually pointed out America first does not mean America only. And I personally think that would be a mistake to say America first, America only.
Well, she's attacking President Trump for, I guess, his support of Israel.
Yeah.
Attacking him for not releasing or not urging for the release of the Epstein files.
But he has urged now for the release of the Epstein files.
I mean, she's accused him of protecting pedophiles. And I think this is where she crossed the line.
Completely.
I mean, this is where the mask fell off. And that's why President Trump said she's a lightweight congresswoman and that she has betrayed the entire Republican Party.
He calls her Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And a rhino.
Yeah.
He says she is the rhino that we all knew she always was.
Right now, Republicans could be winning everything, but we're shooting each other. We got to say whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Michelle and Vaughn Pohl heard the tragic news. The mother of four children in their town in Idaho had passed away. And the siblings are now not only orphans, but they're in danger of being split up in various foster homes. So Michelle and Vaughn decided to step in. Even though they already had five kids of their own, they adopted the four siblings, bringing their family total up to 11, including themselves.
Oh, wow.
Then as Michelle was driving another local family to the children's hospital, their car engine died, leaving them with an only 11-passenger van.
That's when a stranger stepped in. Hearing of how much Michelle and Vaughn were doing for others, the Secret Santa decided to help them right back, gifting the Pohl family a new car, some spending cash for the holidays, and several loads of groceries.
This Christmas spirit is alive and well.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.